we're back in this special two-month series with a very valuable asset for people to utilize. And I'm talking about Veribank, VeriBanc.com, bank ratings and research. And you'll get verification with it. Rejoining us after last week's session is Michael M. Heller. He is the president. And Michael, it was nice seeing you last week in studio. A pleasure. And for those who missed last week's show, I'm going to ask you to kind of give an overview of what we talked about, what your bank does, et cetera. And then we'll start getting into some other aspects of it.
Well, thanks for having me back, Stu. And for those who didn't catch last week's interview, let me provide just a quick introduction to what we do. And then I'll get into a couple of real-life concerns for folks that have home equity lines of credit or businesses that have a line of credit. Veribank's a bank rating and research firm. What's a bank rating and research firm? Well, we can tell you how safe your bank or credit union is with a high degree of reliability and, as important, without any bias. In other words, we can tell you what the likelihood is that your bank or credit union will fail and without any conflict of interest. Now, there's five aspects of our company and our rating system that separates us from everyone else. The first is we're able to detect over 99% of all bank failures, and that's usually at least, and I want to underscore, at least 6 months in advance of them failing. Our system is actuarially based, and we have the broadest set of tests for analyzing banks. That's on that one side. On the other side, we don't throw 50, 60, or 70% or more of the banks that we rate into one of our lower rating categories just to boost our over 99% detection rate. There's just not much value in those rating companies that do. To put that value of our rating system into perspective, let's look at the latest banking crisis, and in the height of it, in 2009, only a little over 2% of those banks failed. So if you throw a large percentage of the banks you rate into one of your lower rating categories, so you can claim you get over 90% of all failures, there's just not much value in that type of a system. Another aspect of our business that separates us from almost all of our competitors is that we have never been paid by the banks we rate to rate them. You'll not find a link to a bank on our website. And this is really goes back to a core business philosophy in how we can guarantee our clients that we have no conflict of interest. Another core business philosophy is our transparency in that we've always published our track record. In other words, how effective are our ratings? You can go to our website, look under the rating system tab, and then there'll be a drop down, and you can click on track record, and you'll see it right there in black and white. And we're also the only bank rating firm to have had our business model and ratings model audited and approved by several insurance companies. So that's basically what we do. And now I'd like to talk to you about some practical reasons why anyone should be concerned about the financial stability of their bank or credit union. First reason is pretty straightforward, to protect your hard-earned money. So let's say you have more than $250,000 in your bank or credit union, and it fails. Is there a good chance that a significant amount over that $250,000 will be lost? The answer is yes. Historically, the FDIC has only paid out about 60 cents on the dollar for uninsured deposits of non-acquired failed banks. And that 60% is usually paid out over 3 to 5 years. So let's take a hard example. If you have $750,000 in the bank, then $500,000 is uninsured. That bank fails. The FDIC can't find a buyer. Then you can only expect to receive, again, after about 3 to 5 years, about $300,000 out of that $500,000. So you'll lose $200,000. But had you used our service, you could have avoided this loss because we provide ratings for every federally insured bank and credit union on a quarterly basis. So you could have monitored your bank or credit union on a quarterly basis.
Do you work with banks with, say, up to 200 branches like Bank of America or Citizens, as well as small banks with one branch? And where do you find the most effective execution of their principles and ideology?
The answer to your first question is, Stu, is yes. We rate every federally insured bank and or credit union. Doesn't matter how large or how small they are. And usually, when we look at ratings across the various asset sizes, the ratings are predictive. For example, back in the latest banking crisis, 2008 to 2012, we had predicted the big SNL out in California, IndyMac Bank, 9 months prior to its failure, it had gotten one of our lower ratings, as well as...
Was that Keating's?
I'm sorry?
Keating's Bank?
No, it was IndyMac.
Oh, okay. All right. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, no problem. As well as Washington Mutual. Washington Mutual, as everyone knows, was the largest failure, $300 billion bank, and we had shown that they had deficiencies in their financials 6 to 9 months. I can't remember if it was nine, but I know it was at least six prior to its failure. So, yes, we cover all the banks, large or small. And it's interesting, and as you can kind of intuit, anybody can intuit, the larger the bank, the more issues you're going to have with a bank. We track the regulators when they promulgate enforcement actions against banks, and it's usually the bigger banks that continually get hammered with these enforcement actions. The enforcement action is an operational deficiency that the federal regulators have seen in the operations of the bank, and usually the mega banks continually have problems that the regulators hit them with.
Are you saying it's better to go to a smaller bank or not necessarily?
No, they also levy them against the smaller banks, but the smaller banks, it's usually a one-off type, not always, but usually a one-off type deficiency that the regulators will work with the bank on, and the bank usually works very diligently.
All right, however, Michael Heller, going to have you back for several more consecutive weeks here. A lot of people should be interested in this service. The website, verybank.com, VERIBANC. Bank Ratings and Research. Michael, it's been a pleasure.